Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Wherever you're downloading information, praise Yahweh on Truth Radio. We're live and direct. This is March the 25th, and we are moving right along. Praise Yahweh. Glad to have a good, fresh week to start off here. We're going to go into a series on David was not a Jew. We're going to bring you the scriptures and lay a foundation for you and prove, we believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, just exactly where David came from. Now, by doing that, we believe also that we can establish the root and the offspring substance of where Christ came from. Praise Yahweh. So, this is very important. We believe it's a time, very timely, as we're moving into the Spring Festival area where we're going to begin a series on Passover. We're going to teach on the instructions of the Bible. We're not going to give you our day. We're not going to give you hearsay. We're going to give you the Word. And you know, a lot of people don't even believe that the written Word is our light. But the Bible says that the Word is a lamp to our feet. Now, we do know that some of the Word has been mistranslated, and certain passages here and there are taken out of context and moved around or whatever, but, you know, if you're a worthy scholar with your salt, you can figure that as you go along, praise Yahweh. So, basically, the Bible is correct. We're going to get right into the Bible tonight. We're going to Psalms 132. I'm going to read the whole text for you here, or especially the first, possibly the first 13 verses anyway, depending on how much time we get in here. We're going to kick this thing off, and like I said, we're going to entitle the message, David Was Not a Jew. Now, how many times have you ever heard that the Jews are God's chosen people, quote unquote? Well, I grew up under that belief system. I'm sure probably perhaps you did. How did the preachers arrive at that understanding? Well, after my search now and having my eyes opened about 12 years ago, I don't really know. I'm in the dark at how, but you see, tradition, once something gets started, it seems like a lie. Once you perpetuate a lie, or tell it once or twice, and then it becomes truth. And that's basically what has happened here, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody, some preacher, some little jake-legged preacher, as I call them, they have come out of the woods without reading the Bible and studying out the history and the scriptures, and they have determined that the Jews are God's chosen people. Now, we're going to show you that that is an error. It can't be so anyway, because you see, the tribe of Judah, that is the tribe of the Jews, they're only one tribe. That leaves 11 more unaccounted for. Who are they? Well, that's the $64 question here tonight. We're going to intend to answer it. Now, it might not be answered in the way that you like, think, or believe, but we will give you a ready answer in the scriptures, and then you can chew on the that of the message, if you'd like, praise Yahweh, and glean from it whatever you can with your level of understanding. Everybody ain't on the same level. Everybody's not in the same dimension, and everybody don't have faith. Everybody, you know, most people want to believe a lie. It'd be much easier for me to preach a lie. I'm always swimming upstream against the tradition and the errors of man, because, well, that's the way man is. He's swift to believe a lie and slow to believe the truth. Why? Because the truth, number one, it's hard to come by. the Bible talks about a famine in the land, not for bread or water, but from hearing the word. Well, that's exactly why that we are on Truth Radio, to bring you what we consider to be the truth, the living truth, not the dead letter, but the living truth written in the pen of his own blood. These things that I'm going to talk about have been sealed in blood. So then it's a worthy covenant, and it's worthy to teach, and it's worthy to correct those that have teaching in error. And that's where that the truth comes in. You shall know the truth shall make you free. Yahweh says Lord in your Bible, but I'm going to insert Yahweh out of customary habit, because I learned a long time ago that Lord, capital L-O-R-D, is not the correct rendering. If you go back to the original Hebrew, it was Yahweh, Y-H-V-H, and they've rendered it L-O-R-D, just, I guess, probably appease the Jews. What can I say here? Because they deemed it too sacred to utter. What a joke. You know, one layer of deceit after the other layer of deceit, and then the other layer of deceit to lay so many layers of deceit on the onion that eventually when you pull back all of the deceit that they've wrapped this story of Christ in, 95 or 96% of it, let's say, I find it to be an error. Now, that's shocking when you're trying to find truth, because if you go into the general run-of-the-mill bell box, we're talking about the Catholic Church, the great whore system set up, and it don't mean that all the people that belong to the Catholic Church are bad or in error or wrong or whatever. I'm not judging them. I'm judging the foundational doctrine that they have to enter and set under. There's many good people in the Catholic Church, many good Catholic. But they're going to have to do what the Scripture says, come out of her, my people, as well as those who have broke off from the Catholic Church and formed the Protestant or the Protester Church, as it was. And now we've got over 200 belief systems that sprung out of her. So you can see the whore church and the harlots playing, if you will, games with truth. They cast the truth to the ground, and they prosper. Lord, Yahweh, remember David and all of his afflictions, how that he sware unto Yahweh and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up unto my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until, listen at this now, until I find out a place for Yahweh, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Now we know that David purposed in his heart to build a tabernacle, but then he was told real quick that God, Yahweh, does not dwell in tabernacles or temples made with hands, but he was wanting to have a central place to worship. And verse 6 is very important for you. If you have a highlighter, I'd just like for you to highlight verse 6, and we're going to teach tonight on Ephratah. Now, what's the word Ephratah got to do with this? Well, you'll find out as we go into the series that David was not a Jew. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. This is David's remark. We found it in the fields of the wood. Found what? We will go unto his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Yahweh, unto thy rest, thou and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Yahweh hath sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set up on the throne. Now that's a very, very, very timely, interesting scripture here. I want you to mark that one. Verse 6 and verse 11 and verse 12. if thy children will keep my covenant. What covenant? That covenant number one was that the blessing Messiah will come out of Ephratah. We will find it in the fields of Ephratah. What is significant about Ephratah? What is the importance of this very little obscure place? We're going to show you that, you know, the best place to hide a needle was in a stack of needles, and here Ephratah is the place that the Father chose to come from. He didn't come out of Bethlehem, Judea. I'm just going to bet my boots on the fact that he did not come or was born out of Bethlehem, Judea. Now, here we're going to begin to take these preachers, these false, brilliant, jackass prophets, as they bray the message of Judeo-Christian bell box mentality. It seems right. It thinks right. So it must be right. In other words, it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, and therefore it's a duck. And we're going to call it a lame duck doctrine because it has no support other than those that support it. Now, truth has to be established and then support. Here we've got a lie established that Christ was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and 99% of the bell box preachers believe and preach and practice this because they won't give themselves to study and to search the scriptures for wherein they think they have eternal life, or they think that Christ come out of Bethlehem, Judea. That's what they get for thinking. Wrong. Duh. Verse 11, the Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of his body will I sit upon the throne. If your children will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forever. For Yahweh hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Where will I dwell? For I have desired it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again to verse 11, let me read it again. I want to pound this into your spiritual mentality to get you used to the fact that Christ swore to David that he would come through the fruit of his body to sit upon the throne. Now then, we've got to establish what David was. If David was a Jew, Christ would have been a Jew. Well, you say, Pastor Buddy, he was, glory to God. You know, like I say again, 99% of the polled people, of the, be it Protestant, be it Catholic, be it Jehovah Witness, you name it, they're all in the same sack. Shake them and they all come out, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Jesus, 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 and God the Father. That's how they're coming out of their mentalities, that he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, with no scripture to verify. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get through this week, if you will stay tuned, if you can take the heat and stay in the kitchen, we'll give you enough ammunition to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Christ did not, never did, never was a Judite. Never was he from the bloodline of Judah. That would make him a Jew. He was not a Jew. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've heard it all my life. I know you've heard it all your life. 99% or 99 out of 100 believe it and believe it still. And we'll go on believing it after I get through preaching this message. But there will be less than 0.5% that hear me tonight that will begin to consider what I'm saying and begin to search the scriptures and begin to return to the truth or to the fold of the shepherd of truth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, I'm going back to the book of Genesis. Go with me, if you will. Remember that scripture I just read you in Psalms 132, verse 11. Very important. I'm going to the 35th chapter, if you will, of the book of Genesis, and we're going to establish the fact that Rachel died in a certain place. Why did it say Ephratah? Why did David mention the word Ephratah in Psalms 132, verse 6? We heard it at Ephratah. Have you ever heard of Bethlehem Ephratah? You say, duh, no, I never heard of it, Pastor Buddy. Well, it is the place, it's mentioned in scriptures, that Christ would come from Bethlehem Ephratah, not Bethlehem Judea. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say this and keep saying it, but we have swallowed the apple here. Again, we have been taken or deceived or beguiled by the serpent and his seed. They're crafty. I've got to hand it to them. You know, it seems right, and what does the Bible say? There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever expect to get into the treasure house of the kingdom of heaven, let me tell you exactly what it's going to take for you to get there. You will never go riding on the wings of tradition or riding on the wings of a seem right way or riding on the wings of falsehood. You shall not in no way get there, because the way of falsehood or the way of the seem right way or the way of tradition just won't bring you home to glory. Now, what way will? The straight and the narrow and a few. Well, 99 and a half won't do. 99 and a half won't do. You got to be right to make 100, cause 99 and a half won't do. I used to sing that little song in the Little Holiness Church back about 35, 40 years ago, and today it still rings true. 99 and a half won't do. We ain't pitching horseshoe here. You're going to have to pitch into the arena of truth. You shall know the truth. You shall, if you are man enough or woman enough to lay aside tradition. You cannot have tradition and the world in one hand and the truth of Yahweh and Yahweh in the other. It just won't work. It's just like the mustard seed that won't mix with anything. I love the fact that I keep a jar of mustard seed, and everywhere I go, practically, I will take out at some time, preaching in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew, like I like to do, I go to the little mustard seed parable. And there I hold up a little mustard seed on the end of my finger, and if you're 20 feet away, you can't even see the mustard seed. I'm talking about the mustard seed. If you're 5 foot away, and I hold up a grain of the mustard seed, you certainly won't see it on the end of my finger. Now, the Bible said if you have faith not as a mustard seed, but as a grain of mustard seed. So it only takes a little faith, but it takes a great step of faith to lay down tradition. It is a giant step to step out of a tradition of the world, the bell box, the Catholic Church, or the Jewish Church. We got all these wannabe Jews. Pastor Buddy, I'm so glad to hear you on the radio. I'm a Messianic Jew. I said, you are a mess trying to be a Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that being a Jew does not, and I repeat, it does not give you any preeminence or inside track on getting to heaven. Matter of fact, you'd be better off to actually start studying in the other areas. You may see the truth a lot quicker, because you say, oh, yes, but I know what the Jewish customs was now, and that makes me more holier. Hogwash. They're not holy. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've always heard it preached that the Jews are God's holy people. Again, I'm going to repeat. I don't know how that I'm going to get this message across to you understanding. The Jews never was God's chosen people, and they never will be. Now, I know that's going to startle you, make you mad, or, you know, I probably lost 99% of my listening audience right there because they said, oh, I know that pastor's wrong. Well, lightning's going to strike him day of glory to God. He's speaking against God's chosen people. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, for those that's going to stay in the kitchen as I turn up the heat, the Jews are not, no promise anywhere that they're God's chosen people. Now, let's look at reality here. In the 16th verse, I would like to go to the 14th verse of the 35th chapter of the book of Genesis, if you will, and then I'm going to jump around from verse to verse here. You stay with me. If you're in the 35th chapter, I hope you got over there. As I was laying the groundwork here, verse 14, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with God, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering down, and he poured oil, and Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke to him, Bethel. Oh, praise Yahweh. This is the first covenant anointed place for Jacob. It was a place to be reverenced. This is the place that David was speaking about in the 6th verse of Psalms 132. 132:6, lo, we have heard of it at Ephratah. Here it is. Jacob set up a pillar at Ephratah. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, don't say glory to God right there in a particular verse. You know what it means, that Bethel was at Ephratah. Well, you know, if you're just a Johnny One Scripture, you know, and then you get lost, that's your problem. The Bible said to search the Scriptures. And most people want to read the Scriptures like they read the funny paper. And most preachers preach it that way. They're a joke. Everywhere I go, in every congregation I get into, I have to come to my feet and the preacher just a huffing and a puffing away and correcting. You know, people don't like that in congregations. They don't want it to be disruptive. They want everything to be smooth and respectable. You know, if you cross their seam right way, then you're a troublemaker. Mr. Johnson, we just appreciate if you just get up and leave. We don't believe in arguing on the Bible here, glowing to God. Well, let me assure you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe in arguing on something that's going to save or destroy me. You're mighty right, I want to look in the text. You're mighty right, I want to look behind every verse in Scripture. And you're mighty right, I don't trust the preachers that preach. That's the problem with men and women. They took preacher's word for it. And the Bible says here in the book of Corinthians that preachers are liars. I'll call them slow bellies, preaching for their belly. Or they'll sit at a Sunday buffet and down the chicken legs, tell big jokes and big, long, juicy stories, and the truth laying on the ground. Well, Pastor Buddy, if I made you get mad, good. I'll give you 30 minutes after the break to get glad in. Come on back. To talk more about David was not a Jew. I wish you was in Dixie too, praise Yahweh. It's been beautiful and gorgeous down here today, praise Yahweh. Temperature's about 70 degrees. Nice breeze blowing. Flowers blooming, trees budding, the timber's coming out, praise Yahweh. Beautiful time. But we are in the most confusing time in the history of mankind. Men in the last days have waxed worse and worse. Perilous times, lovers of their own self, proud. We've got these that love tradition. And in vain they worship Yahweh, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Christ was not a Jew, neither was David. We're going to prove it to you tonight. Praise Yahweh. Now, we're in the 35th chapter of the book of Genesis. Let me show you something over here in verse 3. Come, David, or Jacob said, let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't make him altars no more now, Pastor Buddy. They're out of style. And, you know, we don't even know what kind of altar he made. That glory to God. We don't do that no more. That was for them back there in them days. Glory to God. And we just don't make altars. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid that altars need to be made all over this land. We need to go back to the place where Yahweh desired us to meet with him on his covenanted altars where we can covenant with him. God, try it. It works. Let us rise and build an altar. Verse 4. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods. See, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to Yahweh's altar, you got to get rid of all your strange gods, your strange doctrines. These gods are down a dozen here in America. Praise Yahweh. Now, verse 7. Well, let me give you verse 6. And Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel. Luz and Bethel. Bethel. Bethel, Bethlehem. And he took the people that were with him, and he built an altar and called the place El Bethel, because their God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now, verse 9. And God appeared unto Jacob again, and he came out of Padan-Aram and blessed him and said, thy name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And he called his name Israel, because after he wrestled with Yahweh, he became a prince, one of the mighty ones. And God, here's verse 11. I want you to really mark verse 11, as we're going to show you that a king is going to come out of his loins, as David prophesied in the book of Psalms 132, verse 11. Here in 35 of verse 11 is the promise. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply a nation, a company of nations. A nation and a company of nations. A nation was Great Britain in the Isles, and a company of nations was the United States, or the 13 colonies that banded together as a company. Oh, hallelujah. And kings shall come out of your loins. Praise Yahweh. Now, over to verse 19. I want you to compare verse 19 and verse 16. Let me give you 16 first again. And there he journeyed from Bethel, and was but a little way to Ephratah, Bethlehem, Ephratah. And Rachel travailed, having hard labor, and it came to pass in 18 that she bare Benjamin, the 12th son. And verse 19, very important. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. Right there it is. And Jacob set a pillar unto her grave, and that pillar is there unto this day. Now, if you go over there, those lying, scoundrel, scumbag Jews that call themselves Jews, they're not Jews, ladies and gentlemen. They just want to be Jews. They adopted the Jewish religion in the 6th century. They're not true blues. Now, there's a few there that are true blue. We're not including them as scoundrels and liars and all of this, but we're going to show you that about 95 to 96% or maybe more, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, just let me say 95% over there, are one of these. Because they practice the Jewish religion, they call themselves Jews. Now, what's the Jewish religion? Well, Pastor Buddy, let me explain it to you. Okay, you go right ahead. Well, you see, the Jews was blinded so that, glory to God, that God might, have mercy on the Gentiles. And that's us. And so, therefore, God, he blinded them, our Jews, over there, glory to God. And you see, they don't have to call on Christ, and they don't have to repent, and, because they're God's chosen people. Where in the world did you get that? You say, I heard my preacher tell me that, Pastor Buddy. You know, I would like to line up every preacher in the United States and every one of us hanging on a scaffold with a trap door that would automatically spring open when we misquoted or misplaced the truth of the scriptures. There'd be more preachers hanging from the gallows in that day than they would be preachers still quoting scripture and standing on the platform. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to come a showdown at OK Corral one of these days in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, verse 31. It was the examining day, and these preachers are going to be on the scaffold, and the trap door is going to be attached, and when they misquote, well, Lord, now, Lord, you know what I mean? I growed up calling you Lord, you know, and I've been blessed, glory to God. And now, Lord, you know I love you. And Lord, 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 they're going to say in that day, they're going to say to him, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works? Ladies and gentlemen, you can give all your goods to feed the poor, and it ain't going to help you a bit if you're standing on the trapdoor of the gallows and you misplace the truth. I mean, open sesame. When you misquote the scriptures, you're headed for the downward plunge, and pop goes the weasel. You wouldn't have any problem if that day was tomorrow, and every preacher that carries a Bible and claims to be a preacher, I would gladly get up on the scaffold and offer my life, because he that seeketh to save it will lose it, he that will lose his life for my sake will save it. I would love to have the Father put all the preachers, me included, on the gallows with a rope around their neck, and any time we misrepresent his truth, for the door to automatically spring open and snap our neck. Like I say, they'd be more swinging and they would be standing on the platform. Praise Yahweh. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. Mark verse 19. I want to use it for you tomorrow night in the series as we begin to get into the text, and I'll give you the genealogy, the downlines. I'm going to prove this by genealogy, ladies and gentlemen, as much as possible that lies within me to prove to you that Christ or David was not a Jew. Now, if David wasn't a Jew, then Christ couldn't have been a Jew, because Christ is supposedly coming to sit on his throne through the flesh, according to the promise of 132:11 of the book of Psalms. We just read it to you, and that's why we read it to you. And we're going to really get on the platform, and we're going to stretch the ropes. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I still stand by that the Jews are God's chosen people. I said, where did you read it at? In what book? Well, it's over here in the New Testament somewhere. Now, I've heard it read. I just don't know exactly where it's at, glory to God, but I know it's in there. Read it or hang them. Most of them be hung. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Scriptures does not say that the Jews are God's quote-unquote chosen people. It doesn't say that. And I'm on national radio worldwide, for that matter. Don't you think I've got a few of these jake-legged preachers listening in tonight that preaches that Jesus was a Jew and that David was a Jew? Don't you think they're listening to me? Well, they ain't ringing my phone. I'm going to get my number out after the broadcast. I wish I had a call-in number right now. We'd open the lines and see how many would take the bait. You said, buddy, are you setting a trap? They're already in a trap. And they can't walk out because, you see, pride and arrogance and money and a big congregation won't let them. I ain't got nothing to lose in here but my life, and I'm glad they give that to get home to heaven, because the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard what Yahweh hath laid up for them that love and serve him. I want the truth. Let's get on the platform and preach the truth. Be instant and season it out. Here it is. Rachel died in Bethlehem Ephratah. This is the mother of Joseph. Ah, I see where you're going, Pastor Buddy. The mother of Joseph and Benjamin. Right here in this territory where Jacob in the 14th verse set up a pillar and a stone and called it the blessed place where a king would come from. What king do you think he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen? In verse 11, there will come a king and kings out of this area. Now, did the king of all kings come out of Bethlehem, Judea? As the Jews and most of the bell box preachers say that he did?
Yeah, he did. That Pastor Buddy, now here to preach to him, my glory to God. Hallelujah. Shundai.
Well, you can hallelujah and shundai all over the place, but you just can't read it.
You say, well, I thought I could.
That's what you get for thinking. If you put on your righteous thinking cap instead of your traditional thinking cap, you might be a little further down the line. Now, I'm going over to the book of Revelations, all the way over to the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelations. Now, I want to ask you a question. If Christ, the anointed Messiah, we call him the Messiah, and most people know of him as Christ. So when I say Christ, 99% know who I'm talking about. If I say Messiah, people say, who's he talking about? I don't understand. Well, what's that word mean? Go again. Well, so I'll say Christ for your sake. So Christ was to come from the loins of David. Now, how could he come from the loins of David when Christ had God for a father and had no earthly man's blood in his veins? Checkmate. Well, we've got a dilemma here, ladies and gentlemen, because Psalms 132:11 and the promise of Genesis 35, verse 11, would be in conflict if we can't tie this appropriately into realities of just exactly rightly dividing the truth. Well, we're going to do that right here in 22, Revelation, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root. I am the root of David. Now, here's a mighty, very strange scripture here. I'm the root of David. I am the root of David and the bright and the morning star. I am the root and the offspring of David. Now, let me see here. He's not only the offspring of David, he's the root of David. Now that puts us into genealogy downline, and we got to go into the scriptures to prove the genealogy of David to get to Christ. Whatever David was, the genealogy should downline to Christ. And that's where we catch the wolf in sheep's clothing that have preached that David was a Jew. Now, I've got a two-hour video tape on this message I'm preaching to you tonight. If you'd like to have it, you need to contact the show here, Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172, to get your information on David wasn't a Jew. Got the goods here. And all you preachers out there that's been preaching that he was a Jew, why don't you order my video? Well, now, Pastor Buddy, I know what I believe. Glory to God, Shundai, hallelujah. I got it in the bottom of my soul, honey, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. I'll take my chances and go on to heaven and face judgment, glory to God. I know that he was a Jew, born of Mary, glory to God, and born in Bethlehem, Judea, glory to God, because the Bible says so, and I'll just go with the Bible, Pastor Betty, because you're going out there in Littlefield, glory to God, and you're causing my head to hurt with all these things, glory to God, and my eyes are crossing, and I ain't got time to go through these things and through the scriptures like you say today. Well, why don't you have you a good time, eat, drink, and be merry, tomorrow you die, and at your death the judgment. See you there at the platform and the spiritual gallows wherever preacher that has deceived anybody or won anybody, whether it's deceived or winning them, everyone that I convince that Yahweh is the Savior and Yahweh is King, then every one of those, my sheep that I have gathered up for the fold, will be standing with me on the platform. If I go down, they go down. The blood is on my hands. So you see, I just don't take this as a light thing. That's why I search the scriptures. That's why I go into the text. That's why that I pray and fast. That's why that I don't believe that everything that says Lord, Lord's going to enter in, because there's many deceivers entered into the world, and it's easier to deceive somebody than it is to correct him. Yeah, I found that out a long time ago in the Baptist church. Man, I could preach revivals, and there'd be people come from everywhere. And all I'd have to do is huff and puff. Preach against singing, glory to God. You need to come down here to this altar, yeah, hallelujah, and get your soul saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Today's the day of salvation. Come on. Glory to God. God was a Jew. Hallelujah. And he's going to save them, God's precious people. Glory to God. And you're nothing but a Gentile. Saved by grace, honey, and that's the truth. So help me, God. Well, you're going to have to stand on that platform, preacher, and you're going to have to slow down and quit huffing and puffing and start reading your text. Now, like I said, read it or hang them. A lot of them will be swinging in the gallows of spiritual time. I want to make my election call and sure. I want to know that Christ was a Jew or was not a Jew. Now, if I find out he wasn't and it makes me unpopular, duh. If I find out he was not a Jew, and I join the few that believe it, am I going to stay with the few that believe the truth or go over with the many that believe a lie and go to hell? Straight is the way, and there is a gate, and the few there be that find it, brought away, and wide is the gate, and many there be that go thereon. Rachel died and was buried into the way of Ephrathah. One more scripture real quick tonight. We'll start on it again tomorrow night. As we pick up the text, David was not a Jew. I'm going to the book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 1, to show you where that the king, the Messiah, prophesied to come from, Bethlehem, Judea. Glory to God. I read it in the Bible, honey. That he's coming out of Bethlehem, Judea. Glory to God. What Bible did you read it out of, sir? I read it out of good old King James Bible. God's word right out of his own mouth. Glory to God. Well, you didn't read down the King James, because that's what I'm reading out of. It don't say Bethlehem, Judea. Beg your pardon. Sorry. Well, you say, what's your soul, Pastor Buddy? We'll go over to Micah 5. Let's read verse 1. Gather yourself, troops. Ain't going to be a gathering today. It's okay, corral, showdown, where we go on the gallows and the preachers and all their little flock. Everybody has to get up on the spiritual gallows. And like I say, if our doctrine don't hold up, then the trapdoor falls and the false prophet and everybody's deceived with him is going with him. So you see, your blood is on their hands. My blood is on their hands. Your blood's on my hands. If I preach anything to you that can't be documented and proven by the Word, now, the Bible said in the day of judgment, the book is going to be open, and the books, that's the books that we're reading here, the 66 books and the 44 writers, the 1,189 chapters worth of truth that'll get you home to heaven if you are rightly divided. Now gather yourself. He shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Now who did that? Herod and his henchmen, and Pilate and the henchmen, as they examined him. And they said to him, are you Jesus of Judea? Duh. Hey, what they asking? They asking if he was a Galilean. And when they found out he's a Galilean, when Pilate found out that the Messiah was a Galilean, he sent him over to Herod, because Herod was over the district of Galilee. So he couldn't have been a Judean, because he said himself he was a Galilean. Well, let's find out if it's prophesied he would come out of Galilee. Verse 2, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah. David in Psalms 132:11 is talking about it, ladies and gentlemen. That's why he's talking about Ephratah. We've heard of it from Ephratah, he said in verse 6. In verse 11, he said, the kings will come out of your loins from Bethlehem, Ephratah. Where did the King of Kings come from? Did he come out of Bethlehem, Judea? No, he didn't. Sorry to burst your little bubble of tradition. I'm sorry that if you got mad at me, I'm sorry if I make you mad. You're going to have a long time to get glad in. If you don't repent, you're going to go down there and you're going to think about what Pastor Buddy told you. Well, Buddy, there were just so many of them, and I didn't think that they could all be wrong. Glory to God, I just stayed with the crowd. The crowd's going to hell. To Broadway. The many that be there, and they're going in three-piece business suits, ladies and gentlemen, and $1,000 shoes, gold rings. Oh, how they get up and how they dress and how they look good. And how they sing and quiver their voices and how they hold the Bible so reverently. Just like, oh, God wrote this book for me. And I understand everything he's wrote me. You see, they can deceive the very elect because they preach a lie to deceive the elect. And people are geared up to believe lie quicker than they believe the truth. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, though thou be little compared to Judah, out of you, Bethlehem Ephratah, shall come the King. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he come out of Bethlehem Ephratah. Tomorrow night we'll examine and show you and prove it to you. And the exciting series, Christ was not a Jew, taking on all comers tonight. Pastor Buddy, why don't you false prophets, you preachers of deceit, that's going to stand on the spiritual gallows one of these days, and I'm going to be rejoicing to see you hang there. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if a door trips on you, we're going to be laughing. Well, go ahead and have your day. You're laughing now. You may be crying then. I'm crying now. I may be laughing then. I'll take my licks. I'll take the few now. I'll refrain from preaching a lie to get me a congregation. I will refrain. I will suffer with the few on the narrow way and avoid the broad way. But I'll cry out against all of those on the broad way and warn you, you better come out of her, my people, because Yahweh will not have you innocent. You shall be judged according to things written in the book. I've got to close here. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, if you want to write me tonight, be glad to have your letter. I get thrilled when I go to the mailbox and hear from somebody I haven't heard from. Praise Yahweh. From those that I have heard from and those my regular tithers and listeners, well, we welcome you too. We need your support. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip is 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to email me, all lowercase letters, buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, B-U-D-D-Y, buddy, at www.gap.net. That's buddy at www.gap.net. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Well, I've got to get out of here, folks. See you tomorrow night at 8 Eastern. This is Pastor Buddy and Shepherd's Call. Bless you, Rachel. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.